Welcome to Only We Matter podcast.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Brandon. And
Only We Matter. So grab your Java juice and let's dig in. I thought it would be really great if we could just talk briefly about gender roles.
So when you say gender roles, you're getting into some hot topics. Let's get into what you're talking about there.
Yeah, let's just jump right in, right? Like, so part of what I thought is interesting, based on different conversations that I have with, whether it's my hairdresser or it's like the garbage man or whatever, is what are our roles anymore? Are there roles set aside? Do we desire to have equality in our roles? And if so, then do we throw out traditional values or traditional roles? You know, something that I have often heard is a blue or a pink job. And I don't know, Brandon, do you even know what that means?
Maybe. Yeah, I know what that means. But it's not something that we would even commonly say, probably in my generation, is a blue job or a pink job. Probably because we're trying to reject that idea that there are blue or pink jobs, that there is more equality in those roles. So one of the examples that I have is I do premarital counseling for couples looking to get married, and they do a survey online. That's why I get the results, and it begins the conversation around these 10 core areas of a relationship to be building into. And part of that is relationship roles. What do you want your relationship roles to look like? And in that, a majority of the couples in their 20s or so who are looking to get married want to have that equalitarian type of roles where both parties are helping out with the chores, and both parties are helping raise the kids, and both just actively involved. Whereas, you know, the blue roles of the man in the garage and drinking his beer and watching the hockey game, while the wife is at the kitchen doing the dishes and whatever, is maybe a little more at the wayside. What's funny, though, I think, is that when we get into the other details of the survey, there's still like an anchor of some traditional roles in couples as well. There's still an idea that the man works as sometimes the woman comes home and makes supper. That's not always the case, but I still find there's aspects of that traditional, maybe blue-pink rules, even though the mentality is, man, we want to be equal in this relationship.
Yeah. And so I guess I just wonder, how does that play out? So you want to be equal, but there's traditional roles. So like, how does it work in your home? Like, do you do the cooking or do you do the cleaning? Or like, that's just if you have no children, then you bring in the children. And what's the role with that?
Yeah, exactly. I think one of the funny things about roles and gender roles in particular, we want to have this equality. But if you want to have a baby naturally, there's only one person who can do that in the relationship, right? There's one person that can do that. So it just defaults in some regard. And I can't breastfeed my child. And so that has to fall to my wife. So there are some of those things, but as far as like supper in our homes and stuff, I'm not afraid to cook and I do that often. And, but yet there's this like, I think there's this thing within me that I've realized lately where it's, man, I kind of expect a little bit of that as well from my wife. And so I battle with that. What does that look like for us?
Oh, true honesty. Wow. That's impressive, Brandon.
What has it looked like for you guys?
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, definitely my husband helps out with everything. Hey, speaking of husband, so how long have you been married? We're talking about marriages and relationships, and our viewers might think, yeah, these guys have just been married a couple of years. What do they know? So tell me, what are you basing your thoughts on when you talk about marriage and kids? And how long have you been married?
Yeah, we've been married for a little over 7 years now.
Okay. Okay, so you've been able to get through those first couple of years where it's tough, right?
Yeah.
To try to figure out you're blending two families together, trying to bring in your own traditions, trying to figure out how the home works and everybody's working. Okay, so I get that. So we've been married 28 years and a half. And let me tell you, when you get to 28 years, you start counting the halves.
I was going to say, you still count halves. We start by counting halves and then we're just like, okay, what's 7 years now? Yeah.
You know, that is so funny because when we first got married, we celebrated the every month. Oh, it's our anniversary this month. Oh, it's our anniversary this month. Yeah, that didn't last more than the year.
Exactly.
But it was really fun. Young love.
Young love.
Yeah. So, okay. So between the two of us, we're bringing, you know, 35 years of experience to the table about traditional roles and gender roles. And what does that look like? So my generation was just on the cusp, just starting to really delve into women bosses, women go out to work. So everything was shared in the home. All the responsibilities were shared. But there was still that core that wanted the male to go to work. The females wanted equality, so they went to work. But then we're still expected to come home and make the meals and do the laundry and keep up on the cleaning. And so that, I think, in my opinion, humble opinion, it feels like the millennials may have seen that and went, yeah, that doesn't work for me.
I think with that, one of the big things is the guys weren't on board yet. They saw how their parents did things and how couples in their lives did things. And the women wanted to do things and have a little more purpose maybe that they were born with. Maybe they were born to do something else besides be a stay-at-home mom and have never been able to express that. And so I think it was partially because it's women-driven. And the men were like, well, we're just not on board with this yet. You still need to make my supper tonight. And but now I think there's a lot more men who are on board with that, who are getting, okay, we're all human beings and we have equality here. I think it's taken that many years, even decades, to even get into the men's mindset that, okay, women actually have some things to offer in our world as well. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
You've been with Brandon and Jack on Only We Matter. Your Java juice has got to be close to being done, and so are we.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. And on that note, we're out of here. You can find us at Instagram, Only We Matter, and on Facebook, Only We Matter Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us here on iTunes.
So go out and make a great day and strengthen your crack.
See you later.